When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll free 1-866-767-0620. 620 CKRM.
And this segment of the Sports Cage is for Bronco Plumbing and Heating, where professional service is guaranteed. They'll treat you right. 781-2090. Brendan McGuire, Derek Bidwell, and Colson Schultz. And now, very happy to be joined by CKRM News Director Andrew Dawson. Is this your first time in the studio on the Cage?
No, I don't think so. I think I've been on for a couple of announcements, things like that, when we've made major announcements. But this is my first time as a guest to talk about something that's going on in the sports community. And this is the absolute center of the sports community today.
Well, you should feel privileged. We don't play nice on the Sports Cage, and we only allow a select few to enter the Lovequist Lounge when we do the Sports Cage.
For sure.
Talk a little bit. What did you see?
Well, first of all, yeah, I was at the Celebration of Life for Jim Hopson. It just wrapped up just about 10 minutes ago. And just to give you an idea of the mood inside and among the people, I mean, the Celebration of Life, I think, is first of all, it tells you what this is all about. This isn't about tears. This is about swapping stories and having some laughs. And yes, there were some tears, but not a lot. And just some fantastic stories that we'd never heard about Jim, or at least the family stories about Jim. And just imagine being Jim Hopson's kids, you know, and just the stories you would have to tell. And boy, did they tell some great stories. His wife Brenda, of course, just being tremendous with her time, and also talking about his cancer diagnosis and how he took it, which, you know, as you all know, like a champ. And just a tremendous service. And to be honest, guys, as one of these, you know, as someone who's a little bit older, God, I hope that's the way I go, you know what I mean, like with that kind of celebration of life, with that kind of joy and laughter and tears and remembering the good times.
Yeah, it sure makes a person want to, you know, try to do good. When you see how Jim Hopson was so beloved, you almost, at least for me anyway, it makes me think, you know, like I wish I could be a little more like Jim, or affect people in such a positive way. Hopefully I do by the time my number's called, even close to Jim Hopson and the amount of good people that he affected and helped along the way. Now, there was a bit of a, Andrew, there was a bit of a procession down Albert, right? And then it ended up at Kinexus?
Yeah, that's right. There was a funeral procession that started at College and Broad, and they made their way past the provincial legislature and then through the park and across over to the Kinexus Arts Center, where the Celebration of Life was held.
Okay, and you said it was kind of the who's who, where there was a lot of recognizable faces and names, and maybe talk a little bit about that.
You know, there's so many people this man touched. Regular fans were there in their Rider Green. There were a lot of his very close friends wearing his number on their sweatshirts, as well as the North of Dewdney patch, which Jim was very proud of. He was very proud to be NOD, and anybody who understands that acronym, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Jim just absolutely was really proud of where he lived and being part of that great community north of Dewdney on the north side of town. But no disrespect to the south, just so the way some of them carry on and some of these friends are, there was quite a few jokes about living north of Dewdney, so it was quite funny.
When, I remember standing in a city hall hallway once with other reporters. I had to cover city council. Do you have to cover council?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good, feel your good time.
Well,
good times.
Listen,
it's not exactly the most fun you're going to have in radio.
40-year-old Brendan is okay with it. 20-year-old Brendan wasn't so much. But when you're standing in the hallway, you can see the photos of like the old councils and mayors. And there was a guy who had been mayor in like the 1930s. And the one reporter's laughing. And he said, I remember going to his funeral He was 108 years old or something like that. And there was maybe 20
people. That's a good run.
But he said there was maybe 20 people there because, you know, if you live long enough,
you're going to outlive your friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And in Jim's case, now he sadly didn't live anywhere near that long. It doesn't sound like that was an issue at Jim's celebration of life, people outliving all his friends.
No, the amount of friends, I mean, you know, you think of Mazurek, you think of some of these other guys who have been his best friends for a long time. Steve talked about, you know, just really a lot of there. He was the one that was making a lot of the NOD, the North of Dudeney jokes. But he also talked about how he always made Jim pay for lunch or dinner or whatever it was they were doing. He'd always conveniently forget his wallet or something like that. You know, a guy with short arms and deep pockets. We all know that guy, and I'm pointing over here to McGuire.
Yeah,
but also
the T-Rex arms or the alligator arms, right?
Alligator arms, exactly. Just can't reach that back pocket. Hang on. But just, you know, just the stories he told of their friendship, and it was deep, and it was true. And actually, Hobson even joked himself in a video that was played during the thing that guys like Mazurek and Aldag have probably kissed him more than his wife has. That's how close they are. That's how tight they are. They paid just a wonderful tribute to Jim, exactly the way I think he would have wanted it.
I think you said, oh, go ahead, Bidzy.
I was just going to say, maybe talk about, we'll also talk about how, I mean, we have mentioned so many times, and it goes without saying almost, that he was beloved, and he was such a nice guy, and everybody just thought he was a super gem, but he was also really, really good at his job, wasn't he? Like, he deserves a lot of credit for turning around the writers, and to use the same word again, turning the corner as far as losing money to making money and making the team profitable and kind of changing how everybody felt about the Riders, making the Riders, for lack of a better term, in vogue, popular again, cool again, the hot topic, the topic around the water cooler again, right?
Yeah, no, that is totally accurate. As someone who is, you know, I didn't know Jim Hobson for long, but for a very short period of time, I'm talking like a 2-year window max, I saw Jim just about every day, at least during the football season, and that was shortly after he took over. And you know, for years and years, all the talk around here was you could have an elite brand here if you just started winning and you didn't have to win for very long. So everybody knew that it was there. That was not a novel idea. It's not like it took genius to figure out that the Rough Riders could be cool again and could be sold to the younger audience. But still, somebody had to figure it out. And for 30 years, nobody here ever figured it out. And he managed to pull that off. And so for nothing else, he deserves a ton of credit for that. But, you know, Derek, it's funny that earlier in the show, when I was whining about Shapiro and Atkins running the Toronto Blue Jays.
Well, I think we both were.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I wasn't in that segment because I have a lot to say about that, too. But anyway,
well,
go ahead.
The floor is yours. But I was going to say, you see so many managers, people in management who are glorified and fancy themselves as geniuses or gurus, a marketing genius. When Mark Shapiro went to the Toronto Blue Jays, there was all this talk about how he had made the Cleveland, now they're called the Guardians, popular again, and how they had built a lounge and all this. But they had never won anything. And what I find interesting is they always talk about analytics, and in the offseason, you heard Shapiro and Atkins say, you know, we know our roster's good enough. We don't need to make any changes because we've looked at the analytics and we know, trust us. And it's almost like they're saying, we know and you don't.
We know better. Yeah,
we know better than you do. And we heard that from J.P. Ricciardi before. Now, this is not about the Blue Jays. The reason I'm correlating back to this is Jim Hobson didn't remind me of those guys.
No.
He reminded me of Paul Beeston, who loved being at the ballpark every day. He once said in an interview, every day is a Saturday that you get to be at the ballpark. And it's about the analytics of people, understanding people. Mm-hmm. And I think that Paul Beeston did a good job of that. And I think Jim Hobson did a pretty good job of that, too.
I wouldn't, you know what, I'll tell you, all these people talked about, guys, was how inspirational Jim was. And even his wife, Brenda, when they talked about when they met as educators, you know, long before he was ever back with the team. And they met as educators, and she saw him come in to teach the one special student, the advanced placement student at the school. That's what his job was to do, was to come in and work with these kids and all the different kids in the district. And she's like, how the heck can this guy inspire people, when she first saw him? He's a big monster of a dude with a big gregarious voice, a little cocky, she even said that. And yet she was blown away by how he was able to be a human being and get to the level of these kids and talk to them and relate to them and inspire them. And everybody talked about what an inspiring figure he was. And if you met him for 5 minutes, you know, he had always put a smile on your face. He was an inspiring guy.
And it's pretty amazing how probably the biggest pro sports marketing wise turnaround maybe in North America in the 21st century wasn't led by a self-proclaimed marketing genius. It was a school teacher from Saskatchewan. Yeah. We'll talk more about Jim Hopson with Andrew Dawson when we come back. You're listening to the Friday Sports Cage for Nelson Holmes on Rider Radio 620 CKRM.
Back to the all-new Sports Cage. Text 306-936-6262. 620 CKRM.
Hour three of the Sports Cage, Brendan McGuire, Colson Schultz, Derek Bidwell, and Andrew Dawson joining us here for a few more minutes. Of course, this is the day of the celebration of life for the late Jim Hopson. Andrew was at the ceremony earlier. I want to ask you, you mentioned that you had a story about the keeper of the Grey Cup.
Yeah, what a great story. I mean, first of all, I mean, apart from maybe being the guy that keeps the Stanley Cup, being the guy in charge of the Grey Cup, you know,
no,
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, different guy, but you know what I mean? You know, you got to love this gig. I mean, the guy is just what a great job. His name is Jeff McQuinney, and of course, he works for the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. So he was telling me about this. So first of all, 2007, right? All right, was a Grey Cup.
That was the first Grey Cup with Jim.
And then 2013.
Yep.
So that barrel underneath the cup has been retired in the last few years. That has Jim's names on it because there's just, you know, we're running out of room, right? But they went to the CFL Hall of Fame, and the old barrel that Jim was presented with in 2007 and in 2013 with his name on it was brought back here today for this service today, which is just fantastic. So the barrel itself will be swapped out again when it's presented in Vancouver in November, and it'll go back into the Hall of Fame. But they brought it out of retirement and brought it here. So the exact same trophy that Jim hoisted at Mosaic, especially 2013. Come on, right? At Mosaic Stadium 2013, winning it at home in the old Mosaic Stadium. I mean, come on. What a great story. So I thought, hey, this is great, Jim. That's you know, Mr. McQuinney, thanks for telling me that, Jeff. And then he says, I want to show you one other thing. Now, as you know, the guys who carry these things, they wear white gloves, right, when they're handling the trophy.
Right. Yep.
So he has a special set with Jim's name inscribed on it, as well as Honor, Integrity, Diversity. Those gloves were used once today and will never be used again. They were used to pull the cup out, to put it on display here at the service, and to put it back in. Those two gloves will be in the bulkhead of the case, facing down for the rest of the season. Everywhere the cup goes, those gloves are going to go. They'll never be used, and they'll be used one last time when they present the cup to the RCMP to present to the winner in November in Vancouver. So think about that for a minute. You know, I mean, just another honor for a guy who just was exemplified Canadian football.
Yes, absolutely. A beloved fella. I have to tell this quick story as well, too. And this is my Jim Hopson story from my little sister, actually. So my little sister is listening right now with the Green family. Little shout out to them. They're listening in Wisconsin. They're on their way to the Dells. So I got my little sister, Nicole, her husband, Will. And I got my two nieces, Kanaja. And I got my little niece, Justina, that are listening right now in Wisconsin. And the reason I bring up my little sister is not just to get a name drop, to get some bonus points from my little sister. She used to be the cheerleading coach for the Riders. And back in 2007, she was part of the group that were there in Toronto when they won the Grey Cup. Now, the Riders used to be just a dance team prior to that. Jim Hopson was big in helping my little sister, who at that time was the head coach of the U of R Rams stunting team, which is the collegiate style of cheerleading with the males and females on the team and the stunting aspect. He was a big advocator for making the Riders dance team into a stunting team. So he got Nicole from the U of R Rams to be the coach there and run the Riders stunting team. And she said, I talked to her today, she just said that he was the greatest guy to her and their group. And he always advocated for them, always stuck up for them, always made sure they had whatever they needed. And they were treated, they felt like they were part of the team. They felt like they were almost part of the of the players, you know, that team, the team, but definitely part of the Riders team because of how great Jim was to him and how we advocated for them to be a part of the team and to switch to that during that time. So that's the Bidwell, I guess, family story with Jim Hobson, how great he was to my little sister.
You know, it's funny, if any one of us works with enough people, you're going to find someone who has something bad to say about all of us. That's probably just reality, yep. Right?
Caught you on your bad day.
Yeah, yep. Yep. And it's amazing how many people worked with Jim Hobson, and I don't know that I've heard one. I'm sure they're out there who have said anything negative about Jim, and I'm not just saying that because he recently passed away. That was always kind of the consensus around Jim from the time he left the Rough Riders after the 2014 season until his recent passing. So that's what I find remarkable. He was around so many people, and the fact that I have yet to find too many to say anything negative about Jim Hobson is probably as big a tribute as anything to the man himself. Great work today.
Thank you.
Take the rest of the afternoon off.
Why, thank you very much, sir.
Go root on your beloved Vancouver Canucks.
Yes, time for that game to get rolling in a few minutes.
Well, I'm right behind you. And those web stories can wait, okay? If anybody complains, just tell them Brendan gave you the rest of the day off.
Thank you, sir.
I have that kind of pull around here.
Calls the shots, yeah.
Leo McDonald is in the building. I kicked him out to go down the hall. He'll join us next after the news in Hour 3. You're listening to the Friday Sports Cage for Nelson Holmes on Rider Radio 620 CKRM.